Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And maybe God will use America towards Israel in the last days to be there to help usher in, you know, the spirit of Elijah preparing the way for the Lord. I don't know. But I know when I was there in Israel ministering to several businessmen that were there, it was beautiful, man. It was like this big picture window was behind me, and there was like a half circle of all these businessmen there in Israel. And outside the picture window was the Mount of Transfiguration. I was right behind. Is that beautiful or what? I was like, oh my goodness. Wow. But one of them began to prophesy, and they prophesied that God would use this to bring unity in Israel. Mm. You know, what we're doing, which is exciting. Mm. You know, we want to be a part of what God is doing there. By the way, do you remember Vivian? You know, Vivian, when you were there? And
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, she's a listener. She's part of the audience.
Yes, she is.
And,
Vivian.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's going through, we need to keep her in our prayers because she's going through some surgery and, had a little difficulty and struggle with that, and she's back home now, but just pray for your healing, Vivian. But I want to pass that out to you that she had mentioned that you guys went to Israel together.
We sure did. In fact, she helped me get my passport. We took a trip all the way to New Orleans together to get my passport like the day before I was supposed to fly out to Israel. So it was an incredible time. 10 days in the Holy Land. I encourage anyone, if you get the opportunity, go to Israel. Yeah. I remember being on the balcony of a hotel in Tel Aviv. It's like midnight. And just looking over the city and little kids playing. It's just, I just felt so safe there when I was there. It just felt really good.
I was eating at the Ben Yehuda Mall. Can't even say it. And they have, you know, restaurants that are out, you know, mm-hmm. and about. But that's where all those... the suicide bombers came in with the nails and stuff in their vests and all that. And you're sitting there, so, you know, everyday life. I remember talking to one, Pat, you and I were there for that time. Remember the one man that had his friend that they were riding the bus in Israel, you know, mm-hmm. and Israelis. Mm-hmm. And he got off the bus at a bus stop, and his friend stayed yeah. on, and the bus blew up. And he was yeah. so angry, obviously.
Mm-hmm. And wow.
he was expressing to us his anger. And it's like, you know, we can't, you know, it's like we need to stand for Israel.
Yeah.
You know? And you can stand for Israel for selfish reasons, America, because if we don't stand for Israel, that's going to be our future.
Mm-hmm.
You yeah. know, well, you get on a bus and you don't know whether you're going to make it to the end of the ride or not.
And these days were just so important. I mean, just next week, the prime minister is coming back to the United States to speak at the UN.
And it's Rosh Hashanah.
That's right, Rosh Hashanah, and he's actually reporting, he's actually saying this. He's actually saying that Iran is only 6 months away from having a nuclear weapon. I mean, he gave a time, you know, everyone says close, we don't know, do they have it? I mean, if anyone has intelligence, we know that Israel has some serious intelligence, and he's saying this now. We well, must stand with Israel. We must pray for Israel.
Yeah, and, you know... we just finished up a full day of prayer. We like spend Mondays, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and we stand shifts, you know, but we're all over the place. But we take shifts and we stand like a virtual watch, if you would, for 24 hours straight. And part of our prayer that we pray for, and we've been praying for, is praying for Israel
mm-hmm.
and praying for our president and protection over him, because the things the Lord has shown us that evil men have evil plans. And we just need our president to his eyes to open up and to hear from God and to have divine intervention. And God can do that. You know, God can mm-hmm. do that and pray protection over him. But tomorrow we will talk it. I think we'll have a segment tomorrow where I believe the ambassador it will be speaking from Israel about how Israel is prepared. They're not thinking that they're not going to go to war.
All right.
This is what he's going to say. We're going to have tomorrow is that it's just a matter of when. And I think, and this is the word the Lord gave me way back when it's all coming to, things are coming to pass that I'm realizing, oh, that's an accurate prophecy, you know?
Yeah.
When you realize you're not your gift, you're just as surprised as everybody else and you're taking notes on what God did. But I remember writing this out on a napkin to my daughter. And she was reminding me, this is exactly what you wrote out. But the second that America, the Israel has to fire one shot, just one shot, to defend themselves, is the massive escalation for America who didn't stand with Israel that caused that to happen.
Mm.
So the fact that when they're saying, it's not the fact that we're going to go to war, it's the fact of the matter of when.
Sure.
So mark my word, the first shot that they have to fire, and believe me, it's there. This is not going to be some casual situation. Well, you'll hear tomorrow, they're going to eliminate a lot of things, and they have to do it instantly because they have Hamas on the southern border, they have Hezbollah on the northern border, they have Iran on the eastern border. I mean, they've got to begin to just immediately begin to remove all these things. And so, but realize this, why America looks upon that, and our president said to Israel that if you do this, you're on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have warships in the Mediterranean, of which our commander-in-chief is over those ships. And we're just in a very crucial time. You know, I just pray that every American will stand up for God and country.
That's right.
At a time like this, and that, you know, if somebody tells you to take Jesus and nail him to the cross, say no. If somebody tells you to harm a Jewish man or a Jewish woman, no matter what happens to you, say no.
Absolutely.
If somebody tells you to deny Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, as God, say no.
Mm-hmm.
And let the cards fall they might. There is no exceptions, and it's time for us to quit playing, trying to play both sides and be covert, you know, and just come on out and just say, listen, this is who we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need Jesus, but we, you know, it's just so important.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.